It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Information about the Green Bay Packers every day of the year. You just go to WisconsinOnDemand.com. You hit the button that says Jason Wilde, and you'll be amazed how often Jason Wilde is on talking about the Packers. He's on all the time, maybe even more than that. Good evening, Jason.
Good evening, Stephen. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
How's the what's the latest pole vault update? I have an interest in pole vault because we almost got involved with that with our son, and then he decided. But I learned about all the important aspects of and being a gymnastics person is viewed as a very highly wanted part of your resume if you're going to be a pole vaulter.
Yeah, it does help for sure. I think Maddie took fifth yesterday. I'm just happy she cleared a height because it's hard to do that and to go to a meet, and it's your first varsity high school meet, and she earned a point for her team. So it was a good day. She did not get past her on her second height, so she's got something to work on as well. So those are all the things that, as a parent, you want to see a little bit of success, a little bit more to work on. But I'll tell you this, and I know there's lots of other parents that feel this way. The best thing about this is, like, she's made two really close friends that she ran cross country with and that run the mile with her. They were there supporting her. They don't do the pole vault. She obviously supported them when they ran the 2 mile race, the 3200 later. And I just, as a parent, you want your kids to be happy. You want them to be successful. You want them to be good people. But I just think that the team sports world, which obviously this is a largely individual pursuit, like tennis and other, you know, golf, but still the team dynamic, I just think that that's so important. And so when you see them make friends and develop those relationships, that was a highlight yesterday for me.
Track is very weird. I think track is the weirdest sport in terms of team and individual.
And you say that even though you spend once a week with John Anderson, who was a track and field athlete and also covers the sport.
But I mean, there's a disconnect in track among teammates that's greater than any other sport. You know, you're a distance person, or you're a sprinter, or you're a field event. They don't you don't interact much at all. And I ran track, so I know.
You do?
I didn't swim. Wrestling, track, baseball, basketball, yeah.
So there were a lot of things you didn't do.
No.
You're more of a failure than I thought.
Total failure. That's why I ended up with tennis. I was going to be football. I just got just beat up so badly playing tackle football with friends. And the guy just destroyed me one time. And I go, how did that feel? He goes, I loved it. I go, I'm done.
This is not my game.
No, it wasn't fair. I'm getting hurt way more than the other people were. Basketball, I was good. Then couldn't jump enough. Baseball, I really thought it was going to be great. Then the field was too big and I didn't. And anyway, so then all that's left was tennis. I had taken it as a kid, my dad, and so I thought, all right, I'll try tennis. If I would have failed at tennis, golf was next, and then after golf would have been bowling. But
Well,
so I had a plan.
You always do have a plan. I don't know how you always execute it, but I did. I do have really exciting. I don't want to waste any more of our segment. I know people want to hear about the Packers, not my children. But Sydney's going to play tennis now.
Yeah,
she did not take to it the first time that you were nice enough to get our girls balls and a net for the driveway and everything else. But she's super into it now, so I'm hopeful that she will live up to the Steve the Homer true tradition of great tennis players who then go into the media.
Nice. All right, we're good. It's nice that you find all these other things in sports. It's good to hear other perspectives. Only did sports.
So what do you want to talk about?
Sports. What do you win? What do you do for sports? For win. That's it. You don't win. What's the point? go. Anyway, clearly there's more, and you explained it well. All right, the Packers. I want to know what do you watch? I mean, everybody's still, I think, kind of watching Aaron Rodgers, and it's of little significance to me and the Packers because he's not going to be playing, if he does, it would appear, in the NFC, but they could play against him.
I disagree.
Well, what?
I disagree. So I don't know if you
Pittsburgh,
saw this.
The AFC?
As we know from crack reporter Ben Bruss, according to his sources, the Packers will be headed to Dublin, Ireland.
Well, everybody agree? They're going to play. They're just arguing over the date. But, I mean, the Packers and Pittsburgh are playing in Ireland, right? Isn't that accepted by everyone?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's more likely than
okay.
not.
Yeah, all right.
But again, I don't know Ben's sourcing at all, but I think Ben doesn't do this kind of thing very often. Neither do I, frankly. But I believe him 100%.
Well, no, so yeah, my view is the source can be real easy because your source can easily be someone in Ireland that knows what's going to happen because they need to know what's going
to
happen for all the different aspects of it. So there are people in Ireland that know what's going to happen already, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
And then, the other piece of this is the fact that Mark Murphy in his previous column on Packers.com said that he expects the Packers to play an international game every other year.
Yep.
That's how popular they are globally. And they're going to go from being the last team to go to London to being a team that's doing this every other year. And Matt LaFleur will probably get better and better at pretending that it doesn't bother him and it doesn't piss him off. But he's still going to hate it. And he's going to hate being out of his usual
All coaches
process.
Should hate it. It's a total pain. And no one likes it. Yep. I don't think he's any different than anybody else. And I don't know if he can blame Murphy. But he might be able to. Who should be blamed for them playing internationally? Because I don't. If Bob Harlan were president, they would not be playing that often internationally.
Oh, I don't know about that.
All right. Okay.
I think, no, only be, and the only reason I wouldn't join it is I believe that Bob Harlan would be very adamant about not wanting them to play, but he would eventually have to relent. And what I do think, what's interesting about what Murphy said or wrote is that he expects it to be every other year. So maybe the give and take is, all right, fine, we're the most popular team globally. Everyone's going to want to see us, so we'll go to Ireland, we'll go to London, we'll go to Sydney, Australia someday, but you ain't taking a home game from us. It's always going to be against somebody else who's giving up the home game. The every other year thing was what kind of got my antenna up, and I wonder if that would be the trade-off. Now, the other part of this, because obviously Bob Harlan cared very much about what football people wanted, is that I just think that they will be strong-armed into this. Like, I just don't think, because I think Ed Policy would think this way, and I think Mark Murphy would as well.
But strong-armed, no one else is going to be playing internationally as often as they are, right? Nobody else
is
going to
be
playing.
I would, right, that's what I would predict. Because
yeah, and I would say, no way, we'll do it the same amount that everybody else does this. We need to do it every other year is garbage. Not fair to our team.
Yeah, but I think that the NFL is going to say tough luck, hop along. We're going to make you do it anyway. So back to something you said earlier about Rodgers. And again, I know that there is a segment of our fans that do not want to hear about Aaron Rodgers. But I use a lot of Homer adages. I used this morning with John Anderson, I used the one about how you should judge young players not on what they do when they struggle, but what they do when they do well. And I added the caveat of, all right, we're getting to the statute of limitations on Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks now. Now, they're third-year players going into this season. That's not going to apply anymore, and now we're going to judge them, and if it's partially, so be it. But the reason why the other Homer adage is everything is important as it relates to the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
And if Pebble can cue up this stuff from the Vikings GM for you for subsequent segments, I mean, he did some serious tap dancing on this subject and was given about 8 different opportunities to essentially declare the Aaron Rodgers to the Vikings idea dead. But here's one thing that Kwesi Adofo-Mensah said. I know Kevin O'Connell and Aaron have a great relationship still. They still have a relationship and they keep talking. But right now, I'm focused on the two players that are in our room right now. He even said right now twice. There's another quote that I think I saw from Kevin.
Well, no, let's just get right to it then. It is reasonable to say that Aaron Rodgers has not decided on Pittsburgh because he'd rather play with the Vikings.
That would be my...
Yeah.
Here's another one from Albert Breer. A player like him is always going to be in those conversations, but from our delineations at that time, we're happy with where we are going forward. Obviously, the caliber of player he is, it had to be part of our conversations. And then when he was asked to expound, right now, there it is again, we're happy with our quarterback room. J.J. McCarthy at every checkpoint, whether it was in the draft process or practice until the injury or the offseason now, he's met the bar. So these are all, I think, you know, you don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure it out. Last one from Kevin Seifert on whether or not Rodgers is a pop, if Kwesi Adofo-Mensah can rule out Aaron Rodgers as a possible quarterback addition. For me to sit here and say anything is 100% forever, that's just not my job.
Everybody needs to understand that discussion about Aaron Rodgers can be extensive now because it's reasonable to think he could play for the Vikings. And that makes it very relevant for the Packers. Whatever the percentage is, it is not unreasonable to suggest that it's possible for all the reasons you just stated, that because it would have been easy to say it. No, I'll be the individual Vikings.
Yep.
Listen closely. Aaron Rodgers will not be playing for the Minnesota Vikings this season. Next question.
He wouldn't even have to go that far. He could say, look, I'm never going to say never. There's this crazy old man that does radio in Milwaukee. He's always never and 100% and 0%. I'm not him. As a GM of an NFL team, I can never say that. But unless something catastrophic were to happen to J.J. McCarthy, it doesn't even matter if he struggles in camp. We are 100% behind him. We're not bringing in Aaron Rodgers. Now, an injury could change that. But barring a major injury to our quarterback is J.J. McCarthy. And he didn't say that either. And so, again, I understand Packers fans are like, God almighty, I don't want to do any of this Packers. I don't want to do any more of this Rodgers stuff. Give me more Packers stuff. Well, again, and this is the reason I believe it's worth talking about in this narrow instance. Like, if he's going to Pittsburgh, great. We'll see you in Ireland. If he'd have gone to the Giants, great. You're not on the schedule, I don't think. Who cares? Good luck. At least you don't have to move from your place that you got in New York. But the idea of him going to the Vikings, one of the things that makes me think the Vikings will take a step back from 14-3 is that they will have a first-year starting quarterback who, remember, he doesn't even have the benefit of having a year of practicing while taking a redshirt. He took more of a medical redshirt. He spent the year on IR. He had that knee surgery. Then he had a subsequent knee surgery for a torn meniscus. They chose to do a repair instead of a trim because he's a young player. So they could have had him back last season. They said, nope, we're going to medically redshirt him. There's no way they knew that Sam Darnold was going to have the kind of season he had. And now, If it's possible, like if he comes out in the offseason and it's meh, or I think the way Matt Hamilton likes to say, if he's mid, and then they get closer and closer to the start of training camp and they're like, you know what, we got too many good players on this team that could be a Super Bowl contender if we had a guy who really truly knows what he's doing instead of being a first-year starter. To me, that's why it's germane to Packers fans, is that suddenly with him with the Vikings, with another year removed from a ruptured Achilles, which is not great. It's also another year older, father time's undefeated, I get all that. But I think they are a formidable team if they have Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback. And if they have J.J. McCarthy, look, Jordan Love had a great second half of his first year as a starter after sitting for 3 years. Maybe J.J. McCarthy is the 10th overall pick, can go out there and light him up too. And maybe the Vikings have the same kind of success as they had this past season. But for me, the reason this is worth monitoring, other than the, oh my gosh, he's going to follow the exact same arc as Favre, is if he goes to the Vikings and he's healthy and he's super motivated and they have the weaponry they have and he gets to play with the best wide receiver in football and all that stuff, that affects you as a Packers fan.
And now we get to the most important question. Is there any date by which Rodgers needs to decide?
I would think by like the 4th of July weekend, right? Like,
I don't know.
Look,
I'm willing to whatever you say.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, look, if he were to decide on, you know, July 27th as they were reporting to camp, hey, you know what? I do really want to play, and I want to play for you.
Right,
guys.
But if you're the Steelers, do they let's not only his side from the Steelers. Is there a necessary rush or a date that they would have?
That's a much better question. Because in the Vikings case, they have their first round pick quarterback.
I don't know how soon
in the Steelers
case
they don't. They have like Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know who's left?
I mean, it doesn't.
I saw Tim Boyle got a job today.
Well, but I mean, if you're the Steelers, you've already let it go to the point where there's no one else.
Right.
So you could wait until the end of July.
You could, theoretically. I mean, again, I don't know who else would be available as an option. I mean, Jameis Winston signed with the Giants. He's going to back up Russell Wilson. Yeah. Like,
basically no one.
You know, I don't. Yeah, I would. I mean, again, there's always the possibility that you could trade for someone. I think, is Joe Flacco still considering playing? I don't know what the Steelers' plans are, but they've tried. I mean, God, are they a great example, too? And this is why, obviously, the Packers and Packers fans are hoping that Jordan Love, you know, from the Homer rule about young players, you know, is more the guy that we see when he does things well than the times when he throws picks or whatever else. But, like, God, since Ben Roethlisberger, they've tried everything, right? I mean, they've tried recycled quarterbacks, Mitchell Trubisky. They've tried they've obviously tried Russell Wilson.
But as has been stated by others, they've always been a defensive-oriented team. And they're
well, yeah, but that doesn't mean you want Kenny Pickett to turn out to be a wasted first-round pick. Like, yeah, they're a defensive team, but Ben Roethlisberger was a damn good quarterback.
Yep.
Like, yes, they, you know, the first Super Bowl they won with
and
him.
And it's appeared they got
Seahawks.
Lucky because they have shown no ability to do that again.
Nope, exactly.
Yeah. All right. So, from what your information you passed along, Rodgers and the Steelers can wait forever. And I would say it seems reasonable to assume that nothing's going to happen until after the draft.
Yeah, I think that is a very safe assumption. And you know, I saw Adam Schefter telling Gabe and Chewy on Jen, Gabe and Chewy, that as far as he's been hearing, you know, he's had a few people say, are we sure that Rodgers even wants to play?
I am.
I am too. I don't believe that he doesn't want to play. I do wonder if he's kept that retirement club in his bag and he's even manipulating the narrative by putting that out there. Well, maybe I just don't want to play at all. Just so it looks like he's not. Because I think the problem he would have, perception-wise, with whether or not he cares about that, I don't know. But the problem he would have, perception-wise, is to keep the Steelers as the bridesmaids at the altar for months on end and then go to the Vikings. He doesn't want people thinking that that's why he's waiting. So instead, you keep the retirement club out there. So then it can be like, look, I'm sorry I kept you guys waiting so long. Because then when the Vikings ultimately decide we're going forward with McCarthy, we don't want Rodgers, then he could say, look, I wasn't sure if I wanted to play, and now I'm all in.
Right. That's why we have you, Jason, so you can tell everybody that's crap. Everybody should know it's crap. This is all about the Vikings.
Oh, that's crap.
All right. Yeah.
I would agree. That's crap.
Excellent. Thanks, Jason.
I'm in the club.
Thanks.
All right, Homer. Take care. Be good.
Jason Woolley, all Packers all the time. Man, he's good. Wisconsin On Demand. WisconsinOnDemand.com. I just hit the Jason Woolley, and you got hours more than what we just had. Gruber Law Offices, Thanasis Live is back March 29th at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Join Thanasis for a live show that is going to entertain fans like none other. Get your tickets to Gruber Law Offices, Thanasis Live right now. Visit TALiveShow.com. TALiveShow.com to get your tickets. Excitement and entertainment you can't get anywhere else. Dr. Aaron Holtebeck, he wants to help people with all kinds of vision care with experts. Here's how it works, because I've been at their office. They make vision care a top priority with the latest technologies at the state-of-the-art office. He's been helping local patients with the eye care needs for over 20 years, Dr. Holtebeck. But he says, I want to be expert in all different kinds with all different experts. And so he added to his team, Dr. Nausheen Abbas. Whatever it is, don't mess with your vision. They got an expert. Trust the experts with the S from Holtebeck Eye Center in Brookfield near the corner of Calhoun and Capitol. Learn more about their services at Holtebeck.com. Yes, what did you learn from the show? Aaron Rodgers, either the Vikings or the Steelers, and that's why he hasn't decided yet. Tim Van Voren is not next, but soon.